Psalm 47, From Footstool to Family. Yesterday, in Psalm 46, the nations raged and God said, "Be still." Here, in Psalm 47, the silence breaks into clapping, trumpets and shouting. That is not a contradiction. It is the difference between panic and praise. God stills the world not so it becomes empty, but so it can become rightly ordered around his throne. It matters that this psalm comes from the sons of Korah. Their family line began in rebellion and judgment, yet the sons of Korah did not die. Numbers 26:11. That means the invitation to the nations comes from people who know grace firsthand. The loudest worship is often led by those who should not still be standing. A king unlike other kings. Psalm 47 sounds at first like royal conquest poetry. Nations subdued, peoples underfoot, trumpet blasts, enthronement. Ancient Near Eastern kings loved this language. Archaeology has given us palace reliefs where rulers literally place their feet on defeated enemies. But Psalm 47 does something startling with that image. It says, "God subdues the nations, yet by the end, the nobles of the nations assemble as the people of the God of Abraham." That is the shock of the psalm. The nations do not vanish, they are gathered. The enemies become worshippers. The God of Abraham is a crucial phrase because Abraham was promised not one people only, but blessing for all peoples on earth. Genesis 12:3. So this is not a tribal anthem. It is a missionary psalm hidden inside a victory song. In other words, God's conquest aims at communion. God has gone up. Verse 5 likely echoes a procession, perhaps the ark ascending to Zion with shouts and trumpet blasts. Compare 2 Samuel 6. Yet the church has long heard more. Augustine and many after him heard the ascension of Christ here, and rightly so. The English Standard Version gives the line with simple force. God has gone up with a shout. Christ ascends not as one leaving the earth behind, but as the crucified and risen king claiming it. Psalm 47 is fulfilled not by empire, but by the enthronement of the Lamb. Ephesians 1:20-22 and Revelation 7:9 belong beside this psalm. Worship with hands, lungs and mind. Notice the movement. Clap, shout, sing, 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 and then sing praises with understanding. Phenol 7. The Hebrew is unusual. Zamaru, maskil. Something like, sing a wise psalm. Mature worship is not thin emotion, nor cold analysis. It is bodily, joyful, and thoughtful. Western Christians often excuse restraint as reverence. Psalm 47 does not. But neither does it permit mindless noise. God wants hands, lungs, and mind. And then the last line, the shields of the earth belong to God. Shields likely means rulers, though the image of defences is still there. All our protections, armies, wealth, borders, plans, reputation, belong to him. The final act of worship is not excitement, it is surrender. Suggested cross-references, Genesis 12:3, 2 Samuel 6:12-15, Ephesians 1:20-22, Philippians 2:9-11, Revelation 7:9-10. Him, rejoice, the Lord is King. Prayer. Ascended Lord Jesus, gather my scattered heart under your throne. Subdue in me what still resists you, not to crush me, but to make me fully yours. Teach me worship that is joyful, thoughtful, and surrendered, and draw the nations, our enemies, our strangers, our neighbours, into the people of the God of Abraham. Amen.